we dive into today's episode, I want to give a big shout out to our sponsor, Based Supplies. If you're all about clean, nourishing skincare, you're going to love their tallow and honey balm. It's made with grass-fed organic beef tallow, raw honey, and other simple, high-quality ingredients that deeply hydrate and restore your skin. No toxins, no junk, just pure nourishment. I personally love how this leaves my skin feeling soft and replenished. I've tried so many things for my dry skin, and this has truly worked wonders and has cut my skincare bill in half. Check them out at basesupplies.com, and now let's get into the episode. Welcome back to The Upgrade Effect. I'm your host, Samantha, and today we have a special guest joining us, someone who knows a thing or two about one of the healthiest and most versatile ingredients out there, and that is olive oil. We are joined by Michelle, the owner of Nelson Olive Oil Company. So they are known for their high-quality, health-focused olive oils. Today, we're going to dive into the healing properties of olive oil, why quality does matter, and what makes Nelson Olive Oil stand out. Get ready to upgrade your pantry and your health. Here we go. Hi, Michelle. It's so nice. This is the first time I'm meeting you. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks, Sam. Thanks for having me. It's nice to meet you too. We've just been back and forth messaging each other, but I've been checking out, you know, obviously following your your Instagram and your
watching. And yours too.
Yeah. So it's, yeah, nice to finally connect face to face.
I know it is. And I've been using your olive oil for a few months now and I love it. And I've been telling all my friends about it and I love it. It tastes so good. Like I could drink it. And yeah, you guys make way more than just plain extra virgin olive oil. You've actually sent me packages of all these infused olive oils. There's a blueberry balsamic vinaigrette, a pomegranate one. We have a Persian lime infused olive oil. Like I never even heard of that until I came into contact with you. I didn't even know that infusing olive oil was a thing. So this is all very new to me and I'm excited to learn more. So yeah, I guess we'll start with the basics. So olive oil is a staple in many households, but not all olive oil is created equal. So can you please explain, Michelle, what sets high quality olive oil apart from like the mass produced stuff we often find on the grocery store shelves?
Yeah, it's a great question. There is no standards, worldwide standards for olive oil quality. So basically, you don't know what you're getting when you go to a grocery store shelf. There's 80% of the world's olive oil supply is adulterated, which means it's unpure or refined or mixed with other carrier oils and whatnot. But, what sets our olive oils apart? So our supplier is Veronica Foods, and they are based out of Oakland, California, and they have come up with their own standards. So it's called ultra premium. And because there is no international standard. So the ultra premium standard, they chemically analyze all their olive oils and sensory analysis. So it has to meet all of these certain requirements as far as chemistry and sensory elements go. So yeah, basically no other olive oil that you buy off the grocery store shelf is held to these standards. So we're really proud to be able to provide that to our customers.
And I have this rule where if it's something that you use a lot of, like olive oil, that's something everybody uses so much of, that needs to be high quality because you're exposing your body to it so often that I'm a firm believer that if you're using a certain product a lot, that needs to be a high quality product. So beyond taste and quality, olive oil also has incredible health benefits. And to be honest, I didn't even fully know that until recent years. And so would you be able to like touch on its role as an antioxidant and how it kind of helps reduce inflammation in the body?
Yeah. So I don't
know. Don't worry. You don't have to be a scientist. Just the basics.
That's the thing. It gets pretty sciencey. And that is really what Veronica Foods is about. Like I've been to like Olive Oil Summit down there and a lot of their educational material is highly scientific. So oh, am I supposed to be a scientist to understand that? But the basics are not that complicated. So you've got free radicals that they're unstable molecules that roam around your body and they're caused by internal factors and external factors such as like pollution or fried foods.
Right.
So they are unstable molecules. And what the so the olive oil, our olive oils, they're high in polyphenols. So polyphenols are the magic in the olive oil.
Love that.
And they what they do is they stabilize the free radicals, because the free radicals will cause oxidative stress and actually damage cells, causing that leads to a lot of chronic illness like heart disease and inflammation and you name it. So, all the bad things that we don't want
Exactly.
in aging as well. So it's a
Exactly.
great staple to have in our diet just for overall health maintenance.
Yeah. And I just read that high quality olive oil is like the healthiest fat, one of the healthiest fats on the planet, which I was like, wow. Because a lot of people hear the word fat and they think bad, and no, the good fats are needed. It's a macronutrient. So the macronutrients are carbs, fats, and proteins. So you need fats. Your body functions on fats. And olive oil is a great way to get your good fats in there. So
Absolutely.
yeah, I have a couple questions about your brand because obviously I love it. So I was wondering if you could tell me. What are like, so how can consumers tell if they're like buying real high quality olive oil? Are there any kind of red flags to look out for or anything like that that people can know? Because obviously, you're exposed to it, and I'm starting to specifically research it. But for the average ordinary consumer going grocery shopping, do you know of some way that they can kind of identify, okay, this olive oil is probably not good?
Well, if before you open the bottle, there's some things you can look at. Is does it have a crush date? So people will often say pressed, but crushed is really the term that olive oil sommeliers use and olive oil experts. But the crush date is really important because olive oil is the healthiest at its in its initial stages. So
Initial stages, yes.
it'll decline over time. In this, we'll get to this a little later, and why our olive oils stand up to the test of time a lot better than a lot of the inferior oil, olive oils. But so crush date, if you don't see a date that the olives were crushed on that bottle, then that's a red flag, because
Wow, that's interesting.
you don't know when that was. It could be 2, 3 years. It could be, you don't know. So, and that's the unfortunate part with big commercially produced olive oil companies, because they a lot of times are just in it for the money, and they go for the biggest yield of olive oil rather than crushing the olives at their prime. So
That's
crush
okay.
date, super important. What the parts per million of antioxidants are, which are the biophenols or the polyphenols, and free fatty acid content. So on our website and on our actual containers in the store, all of the numbers are there. So you want a low free fatty acid content, high biophenols or polyphenols. Those are probably the two most important things to look for, and
And then
just
if you can
the way
trace it, I've heard like
and the traceability. Yeah,
the
so
traceability, yeah.
say it's from Spain, it's from Italy. I guess that doesn't tell you much, so
It's a big country.
have to go and dig and dig and dig. But with our olive oils, we're 100% transparent. So, and we work with a bunch of producers. We're partnered with some producers, like we have a huge one in Australia and in Portugal, and Veronica Foods works really closely with both of them. So there's not any room for error, and it's like everything is, it is what it is. So there's no guessing, and there's
Because you guys can trace it back to its original source. So that's like, again, loopholes for companies. Like, that's how they're able to sneak, other ingredients into the olive oil that makes it not pure because they can't trace it. So if he doesn't have a distinct traceability, then that's where those loopholes can come in and companies can kind of mess up the olive oil and put other lower quality olive oils in it and then they make more money with putting less money into it.
So let me just break it down here. So the olives, when they're at the time of the crush, is super important. So the olives have to be crushed at their prime, and their prime is not very ripe. So it's like a hard green olive that is a very low yield. It's alive, right? All the nutrients in it are still they're at their prime they're at their peak. So our olives are crushed within 4 hours of them being harvested off the tree, as a rule, that they cannot sit. They can't sit in a pile. They go through all of these sorting, like they're sorted. It's crazy. Like I went down to one of their mills down south and in California, actually. And it's like a computer system that can look at it can sort out the bad olives. Like, and they're
Whoa.
coming down on this, they come down a conveyor belt, and then it's just like spitting out every bad olive that doesn't meet the standards, which is, I'm just like, wow, how does it do this? It's
I know,
taking photos
technology's
basically of
crazy.
the olives. And so, crushed within 4 hours of them being harvested, nothing is ever left to rot or get bug infested. And that's a super critical point in the olive oil production process, because what the big producers will do a lot of the time is they'll just let big piles of olives, well, first they'll over-ripen the olives, because then they'll get more juice. I mean, it can be equated to like fresh squeezed juice, is like, because it's coming at fresh, like squeezed out of the olive. So they can, things get, they, their olives sit in piles, or they get bugs in them, and then you're basically compromising the quality of the olive right there. And that will contribute to all kinds of negative qualities, especially sensory qualities in the olive oil, like fusty, musty, rancid are three. So sensory is just, if your olive oil doesn't taste good and smell good, it's not good. And that's apart from, you know, just what's on the label. But yeah, I don't
And
know.
I was reading your paper that comes in the box, and it was saying all these things I didn't even know, like a high quality olive oil is good for your heart. It's good for all those anti-inflammatory properties that reduce free radicals in your body, which is what contributes to sickness. And even di diabetes, it says that it helps mitigate diabetes in your body and just all of these things. And I'm like, holy, just from a high quality olive oil. It's just
Yeah,
crazy.
it's a superfood for sure. I mean, an example is my father had high blood pressure, and the doctors prescribed him medication for it, and he's just like, I don't want to
Course.
take the medication. I don't want to do that. And lucky for him, his daughter owns an olive oil store,
Oh, I
and
love that.
can, you know, send him. He's back in Ontario where you are actually, but
Oh, nice.
he just started taking. He'll get my highest fennel olive oil, like the freshest, highest fennel olive oil, just a constant supply of it. And he
Oh,
takes two
that's so nice.
tablespoons a day in the morning, and he is completely right. It's re completely regulated his blood pressure. He feels great. Systems running, all systems run better with
I
good olive
know.
oil. And
That's amazing.
so he's got all his friends, of course, like, because they're all in their 70s, and they're all, there's all the concerns that come with aging and
Of course.
health problems. But he should have his own podcast or his own
Maybe we'll
Instagram
have your dad on. Maybe all three of us could have an
Oh my
episode.
God, that would be hilarious. He likes to talk, I'll tell you that.
Oh, yeah, so do I. That's why I had to get this podcast. I'm like, I need something. Because I'm certainly annoying my partner.
It's great. No, it's so good. And I'm really grateful to be doing this. This is the first podcast I've ever done,
Hey,
so.
we can do more. And it's totally
Yeah.
normal to be nervous because even I'm like nervous. I'm like, oh, you're actually the first company. Like, I've had a guest, like my friend, because she's a personal trainer and nutrition coach. So she fits right into my niche. But I've never had like an actual business. So very honored to have you as my guest as well.
Well, I'm honored to be your guest.
Oh, that's
Okay.
awesome. Perfect. That brings me to my next point. So, can you tell us about, because you have a store and it's not just a store where you walk in and you pick an olive oil. You actually get to taste things in this store and all of these different flavored olive oils that I pointed out that are infused with different flavors. Can you tell me what it's like in your store? So, you walk in and then what's there?
You walk in, and we really pride ourselves on customer service. It's like number one for us, because it's such an unknown world of, like, that people just don't know anything. You know, they'll come in, and it's not just about taste, it's about getting the right information and about our products. So you'll come in, you'll be instantly greeted by someone. They'll ask, "Have you been here before?" Yes. Yeah. Sometimes they're just like, "Here's my list." And then if they haven't, it's like, "Okay, well, I'm just pointing at it. This is the flavored olive oil section, and this is our ultra premium unflavored olive oil. And then this whole other side of the store is all white and dark balsamic vinegars." So we'll just get them to look around, and then like let us know if you want to try anything. So
Can we tell our viewers Because these are terms that even I didn't know for so long. What does cold pressed mean? And why is that important for like maintaining nutritional value? Why should everyone buy a bottle that says cold pressed extra virgin olive oil, like Nelson olive oil?
Right. Well, you don't want, okay, so polyphenols or biophenols are destroyed by heat, right? So you
Right.
want, as soon as you add heat to that mix, you're instantly destroying the health benefits of the olive oil. So
Okay.
any good quality oil in general, it has to be done with a cold process
Right.
to not destroy all the good parts of it, better
Cold
word.
press, so not heat. So it's
Not
cold
heat,
pressed
no
using
heat. And
cold.
it's not like added cold, but you don't add heat. It's
Right.
just no
So that's
heat
why it's
added.
called
So
cold pressed.
instead of, so a lot of the really bad seed oils and the other questionable
Yes,
oils
vegetable
are,
oil, all that stuff.
yeah, and because heat will bring out actually more oil out of something too, so that's another thing that will get you a higher yield, but also just take away from the goodness of the oil that you're extracting.
So if it's not cold pressed, there's a good chance that it's could be rancid.
Well, it could just be it not really doesn't really contribute to rancidity, but just
Right.
to the overall quality of the oil, like the nutritional quality.
It'll
You're just
destroy
destroying it.
the polyphenols. Is that
Yeah,
how you
which
say
are
that?
the polyphenols. Yeah, the
Okay.
main, which are the main thing that we look for in high quality olive oil from a health standpoint.
Absolutely. Okay. So I didn't even like officially know that. So now I could say I officially know that. Some people are concerned about cooking olive oil at like really high heat. So they say, oh, you can't use olive oil to cook at high heat. But we know that your olive oil is able to cook at high heat. So what makes that able to cook it at a high heat, particularly with your brand, a higher quality olive oil brand?
Here come the polyphenols again. This is
Right.
how little miracle molecules actually protect the olive oil from oxidation. So that's why they can withstand a higher heat. So the higher the polyphenols, the more heat they're going to be able to withstand. And
Okay.
then also our low free fatty acid contributes. So free fatty acids are what smoke when oil smokes. So ours all have to be under a certain very tiny little amount of free fatty acid. So that
Right.
also contributes to the smoke point. So quality high phenol olive oil can withstand sometimes almost up to like 450, 470,
Degrees
470
Fahrenheit.
Fahrenheit. Yeah. So,
Wow.
and you're still going to destroy the more you heat them, the more you're going to lose the polyphenols. But they also protect the oil from oxidation, which most other cooking oils actually create free radicals in the process of the cooking. So you're not
Wow.
actually doing that with the olive oil, though you're not getting as much of a benefit as you do if you're eating it raw.
Right.
But
Okay, that makes sense.
yeah, but they're little protectors that protect the molecule.
I love that. So this bottle, here's your bottle. So this bottle of olive oil is going to have the highest health benefits on a salad raw. And yes, it can withstand high temperatures. However, the higher the temperature, the more you're going to kill the polyphenols, but nonetheless will still be able to withstand the heat to cook because of all those polyphenols. Did I
Yeah.
say that right?
Polyphenols. Yeah. They're
Okay.
biophenols, polyphenols, or you can just say phenols in general.
We'll just
They're
call them
very
phenols.
phenols, but not the seed.
Right. Okay.
Phenols. Yeah.
So you have olive oils, you have balsamic vinegars. Is there any other products that you, and you guys have salt too. You guys sell really high quality truffle salt, which is super tasty.
Yeah, we do sell a few other things, like some beauty products that are made with olive oil.
What? You
We
sell
also,
beauty products? Tell me
well,
more.
they're like more like skincare products. So we
I
have
love
some
that. I love skincare.
shampoos and body washes, and they're actually from Australia. That line of skincare products that we get. We have sell honey and soap from up in northern BC, where I have a contact up there that makes some salves and soaps with our olive oil. We do really focus on the bulk olive oils and vinegars, and our truffle salt is a huge hit, obviously, too. It's a
Super tasty.
salt, it's dehydrated truffle. And we have some olives from Spain, and
Nice.
I don't know, just yeah, we like to keep our store really like open and easy to maneuver around, and
And
it's like,
locate things, probably.
yeah, it's the olive oils and the vinegars are the stars.
So today, in today's episode, we have covered what polyphenols are, how that's the cream of the crop, and a high quality olive oil is going to have that. And for that reason, you could cook it at a high smoke point. We talked about all the antioxidant properties of a high quality olive oil, like for heart health and inflammation, and all the free radicals that it could kill in your body that could lead to high blood pressure and things like that. We talked about your dad, who has helped his high blood pressure just by consuming your high quality olive oil, which is crazy because I can go on a whole tangent on why I can't stand how doctors aren't trained in food. They're just trained to get you hooked on some pill. And I just think it's so crazy that something like olive oil can just help so much with so many health things. But this leads me to my last question for you today. So if someone is new to high quality olive oil, what is one thing that you'd want them to know before they make a purchase?
One thing.
Just like the traceability that we were talking about already? Or
Yeah, it's
I know these
basically,
questions are hard.
yeah, there's not
One
one
thing, or just
thing,
maybe two things, or three.
but yeah, well, obviously traceability and chemical composition of the olive oil. Like, if you can't get that chemical composition in written form, then you can't look at it, and you don't know that somebody has cared about what's going on in that olive oil and taken the time to actually share that knowledge with the customer. Then I don't think you should buy that olive oil at all. And
Wow, it's a loaded question, isn't it?
it is. And bottom line, if it smells bad, if it tastes bad, it's bad.
Okay, so
There should
smell,
be
that's one.
yeah, there should be no negative sensory qualities to a good olive oil. But green, grassy, fruity, there's a ton of different descriptive words that we use for the sensory qualities of olive oil. But that might be for another
Yeah, so
tasting
our next
podcast that
episode,
we
we're
do.
gonna get into like how you infuse the olive oil and maybe give you a tour of the store. But in the meantime, it was so nice to talk. Very eye-opening conversation. I think we've given our listeners a whole new appreciation for olive oil and how powerful it can be for your health. So where can people find your products? And do you have any upcoming events? Obviously, you are in Nelson, BC, which is, you said, 8 hours from Vancouver. But you
Yeah.
do order online and you do free shipping for orders $150 or more, free shipping, correct?
130, 135 or over. So yeah.
$135, then you get
Visit
your
us
free
in the
shipping.
store or go to our website, nelsonoliveoil.com, and there's tons of information, and we're always happy to answer any questions. If you send us an email or give us a call, like, we're here, and
And check
that's
them out. Their Instagram
amazing.
is just Nelson Olive Oil. And yeah, we're right about to get cut off here. So thank you so much
Okay.
for your time. We'll
Thanks,
plan
Sam.
another one with some more details on your products. And I can't wait to talk. Have a great day.
Yeah, you too. Happy Family Day. Thanks for
Happy
taking
Family
the
Day.